Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Over the river and through the woods, as they say, the holiday travel boom off and running this weekend, the last one before Christmas. Airports and roads are extra busy all across the country today, and we get no exception here in the tri-state. Some special travelers at LaGuardia today were extra excited to be headed home.
So traveling around the holidays is a dream for some?
It's like a birthday celebration. Just trying to be tourists, really.
And a nightmare for others.
Spent the night in the Denver airport. We've had like 4 canceled flights.
One thing in common, though, New York's the destination. Now, back to that canceled flight, Audrey and Olivia from Oklahoma say, like most travelers this holiday season, prices were high. They were hit with a $3,000 flight for 4 people, and then...
The $3,000 that we paid to get from Oklahoma to Dallas, we lost it because they said they don't give refunds if you take the first leg.
Yeah, to make matters worse, it's Olivia's birthday. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
And AAA expects a record 122 million Americans will get in some holiday travel between now and the new year, including both air and road travelers. We've been on the move all this year, in fact, with 8 of the TSA's busiest travel days ever coming in 2025. NJT's Montclair Boonton line back in business after a couple of trains played a game of bumper cars last night. The 2 trains derailed after they collided near the Bay Street station in Montclair. 6 people, who were on board all wound up at the hospital, but all have been treated and released at this point. No word yet what went wrong, though New Jersey Transit says the NTSB has already completed a preliminary investigation. Governor Hochul has vetoed the Freedom to Read Act, a bill that aimed to empower school librarians to build diverse and inclusive collections while rejecting book bans. According to the governor, school librarians in New York already have academic freedom and that existing state guidance protects access to diverse texts. That veto hasn't gone over well with Donna Lieberman, the executive director at the New York Civil Liberties Union. She tells 1010 Winds.
This represents a missed opportunity to stand up loud and clear, unequivocally, to say in New York we protect free speech and we protect students' right to read.
The governor, however, expressing concern that the wording of the bill could have created more confusion than clarity about the responsibilities of librarians. The group PEN America, which defends pre-expression for writers and readers, claims that at least 25 books have been banned in New York State since 2021. The legal team for alleged CEO killer Luigi Mangione using a conflict of interest argument in hopes of getting the death penalty off the table. They pointed out in a court filing last night that Attorney General Pam Bondi used to work as a lobbyist at Ballard Partners, a law firm that represented the parent company of United Healthcare. That's the firm that was headed by the victim, Brian Thompson. The Mangione legal team hopes this will get some of the charges against him tossed out, as well as the possibility of the death penalty. A mysterious death on the Lower East Side now being investigated as a possible homicide. Police report finding the body of a senior citizen last night in her apartment at 18 Monroe Street. Although they're not exactly sure what happened to 76-year-old Xu Ho, they say she'd suffered head and body trauma. Investigators are now waiting for autopsy results. No word of any arrests in that case. More violence to report on the subways. Two stabbings in a matter of hours, one in Manhattan, the other in Queens. The more recent incident happened on the platform of the Steinway Street station in Astoria around 2 this morning, where a 40-year-old man was knifed. Police say he's in critical condition. No arrests yet. Last night, another man was stabbed at the 96th Street station. Investigators say the 23-year-old victim had been arguing with another guy, but no arrests in that case either. Despite the two most recent crimes, subway crime is at its lowest level in 16 years, according to the latest statistics released just this past week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.